Wendy, this should be interesting. I could be wrong, but this should be interesting. I hold in my hands a new book called Twilight of American Sanity. A psychiatrist analyzes the age of Trump. On the line with us right now, Alan Francis, MD, the author of said book, Twilight of American Sanity. How are you, Dr. Francis? Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Now, as you'd assume, anytime we mention the name Donald Trump, or even just the letter D, start anywhere that starts with the letter D, people get upset. They go, you can't criticize him. He's the president. Have some respect. But here's the question that I want to start out with. Is he crazy, or is the nation that elected him crazy?
Yeah, I think we are. Trump is the most transparent person who ever lived. And he's not a bit different now than when I first began following him almost 50 years ago. He's always been a jerk. And he was a jerk throughout the election campaign. And you're not seeing any behavior now that's any different than his behavior his whole entire life. He's a selfish, arrogant snake oil salesman, a business failure, just a bad person. And I think it's a mistake to call him mentally ill, because that really insults people who really do have mental illness. Most of them are nice people. Hmm. He's not.
All right. I know that there are, Bill's right, every time we mention Donald Trump. I did not vote for him. I'm not particularly a fan. I am not shocked. As you mentioned, we all kind of knew what we were getting, because you're right, he hasn't changed a bit. And I don't want to criticize people who voted for him, because for some reason or another, they really believed that he had the answers. Does he?
Well, I have complete sympathy for most of the Trump voters. That doesn't include Nazis and anti-Semites and KKK people. But I think most of the people who voted for Trump were suffering. This country has been terrifically unfair to workers in the last 50 years. This used to be the best place in the world to be a worker. That's why we had so many people coming here. For the last 50 years, wages have actually gone down, especially for white workers. And the combination of computers replacing people and jobs going to foreign countries, the small towns in America are being hollowed out. They can't recruit doctors. Their schools are closing down. So that the message that came to us with Trump is a very important message. We have to stop this obscene inequality in the United States. The joke is, and it's a cruel joke, is that there couldn't be a worse messenger. That we have in this country now 20 billionaires control more wealth than half of our population. But we've elected a billionaire president who's about to pass a tax bill that will tremendously help billionaires. And at the same time, he's trying to cut coverage from average people. So we shouldn't disrespect the people who sent the message, the Trump voters. We have to listen to the message, because it's a really important message. But the messenger is a false prophet. There's never been anyone so unsuitable to be president of the United States.
We're talking with Alan Francis, MD, the author of the book Twilight of American Sanity, A Psychiatrist Analyzes the Age of Trump. Dr. Francis, the question I should ask here is, how did he manage to fool so many people? But he didn't fool anybody. The product that's been delivered is the one that was advertised.
Well, I think that if you're suffering, you'll look for any change that might bring hope that the system that's been causing you to suffer will be different. And I think that the people who voted for Trump were not so much, in most instances, voting for him, but voting against the system that's stacked against them. And the Democratic Party has been weak in victory and pathetic in defeat. It has its heart in the right place, but it's terrible at long-term strategic planning. And the Republican Party, which has been ripping off the common man, these ridiculous tax cuts for rich people, creating tremendous inequality of wealth, somehow or other has managed to capture the votes of people while they have hands in their pockets stealing their life's blood.
You are a psychiatrist, so explain this one to me. Perhaps you know. Mitt Romney, another very wealthy guy that people did not want to vote because he's so out of touch with what we represent, because we don't have all that money. Why was Donald Trump different?
Donald Trump was a reality TV star, and he had acquired a large following before the campaign ever began. He ran the campaign as a reality TV show. And in fact, he's running the presidency as a kind of "you're fired." So far, 14 of his top people have been fired in just a few short months. He had tremendous entertainment value. it was fun for people to be at his. They were almost like circuses. It was enjoyable. Hillary Clinton was boring. She hated campaigning. And on top of all this, we have to realize that there's been 40 years of intense propaganda selling a bill of goods. And this idea that Hillary Clinton was somehow crooked and not telling the truth, whereas Donald Trump was truth-telling and honest, absolutely ridiculous. And the belief in it comes, I think, from this enormous propaganda campaign that's been so effective.
Wendy and I discuss this quite regularly, Doctor, where he'll say or do something, and we say to ourselves, sometimes on the air, sometimes off the air, this is the one he can't escape from. This is too deep. This is too much. The American people aren't going to take this anymore, and then they do somehow. What's been the one that even has shocked you that you go, I can't believe you rebounded from that?
Well, you know, it was shocking when Trump started the campaign saying that John McCain was not a war hero. That's what that was going to stop him.
I like people who don't get captured. Is that what he said?
Unbelievable. Then the next remark I thought might be a showstopper was his bragging, you know, the guy can't keep his mouth shut. When he was bragging, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and my voters would stick by me.
Yeah.
That there's a brazenness, con man's brazenness that he can get away with anything. And I think that's going to end. Frankly, if we look at the poll numbers, they've been drifting downwards. And he's at about 35% now. I think it's probably going to go down to mid-20s. I think he's going to lose patriots along the way. People who really prefer that we believe our national security agencies rather than Vladimir Putin. I think that sooner or later, some people will say, we don't want a president who's in bed with the Russians and was elected because of the Russians. I think he's going to be losing people who feel threatened that their medical coverage will be taken away. The Trump care plans would most hurt Trump voters. They would be the most likely to lose medical coverage. And I think some people start realizing that this tax cut he's planning is going to benefit him and people like him, not the average guy.
The book
is. I can't believe that religious voters will stick with Trump the whole way. That there was a kind of unholy bargain amongst evangelical leaders that you be against abortion and against gay marriage, and we'll send our flocks your way. Jesus Christ lived in a time in the Roman Empire when there was lots of abortion and there was lots of gay love, and he never once preached against either abortion or gay love. He did preach against religious hypocrites. He could forgive everyone in the world except a religious hypocrite. And he said a rich man would have more trouble getting into heaven than a camel with the eye of a needle. I think that people who are really religious, who really have Christian values, will increasingly turn against Trump. So I see his base shrinking by at least 10, 15 points in the next 6 months.
But, Doctor, the evangelicals had their guy. Ted Cruz would have been the perfect candidate for them, and somehow they went with Trump over Ted Cruz. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I think Trump made a deal. The art of the deal, the only art deals that Trump makes are sort of crooked ones. I think he made a deal with the evangelical leaders, who are amongst the biggest religious hypocrites in the history of the world, that he would swing the votes towards banning abortion and against gay rights. And they swung the election to Trump. So you take the combination of the Russians and hypocritical religious leaders. And again, let's not forget, he lost the election on the popular vote.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
This combination, and he squeaks through.
Dr. Alan Francis is on the line with us. If this is your cup of tea, pick up his new book, which is out today. It's called Twilight of American Sanity. A psychiatrist analyzes the age of Trump. But if you're not into what Dr. Alan Francis is saying, then you can call us. And you know what, Dr. Jeff did. Jeff, go ahead. Dr. Francis on the line.
Dr. Francis, I voted for Trump, and I'd vote for him again and again and again over Hillary Clinton, who I think is probably one of the most corrupt politicians we've ever had. The woman does not know how to tell the truth. She's got the biggest connection with Russia in that uranium thing. I don't know what redeeming qualities you think she's got that would make her qualified to be president.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton would have been an average president. She was a terrible candidate. I think she would have been an average president. But I think you're probably watching just Fox News if you believe that she's a liar, that it's crooked Hillary, and you don't think that Trump's a liar. Every single day, if you check the facts, the fake news is all coming from Trump. And his attack against the media.
Politicians are liars. I mean, politicians are liars. I mean, we all know that. I mean,
well, so then why did you care that Hillary Clinton was a liar?
Not so much I thought she was a liar, is that she's corrupt. Everybody knows she's corrupt. All the money she's getting for her foundation, and you want to overlook it. I just thought she was a total failure as Secretary of State. She accomplished absolutely nothing. She's been being successful on the coattails of her husband.
Hey, Jeff, can I just ask you real quickly if someone who would have run against Donald Trump that would have swayed your vote to their side?
I'll tell you who I would have voted for had he been able to stay into it, and that would have been Jim Webb. I would have voted for him in a heartbeat.
All right. Well, Jeff, we appreciate your comments. There is something on all the news sites. AP News has it now. Some of the fake news stories, they give you the true facts behind the statements. Something you may want to look into because he hung up. But, you know, fake news is out there. And if you just watch Fox, I don't watch either of them. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch Fox because really, I just want to look at the Internet and try and find the truths out there. What do you think about that, Dr. Francis? Two sides to every story.
Yeah, well, I think that in this case, there isn't a kind of equivalence. It's not as if all politicians tell lies and therefore it's okay for Trump to lie because we can expect Hillary to lie. I think that all politicians may stretch the truth, but no one in the history of American politics has ever stretched the truth the way Donald Trump does. That virtually everything he says is self-serving and tied to what needs to be said that minute to convince that audience that the lies are daily, they're transparent, and the only way he can fight being called out is to say that the opposition, the enemy of the American people, as he put it, the free press, they're the fake news. Thomas Jefferson said at the beginning of our republic that essential, absolutely essential to democracy is a free press. A free press is very dangerous to demagogues. Trump is a demagogue, and that's why he's fighting this war against the free press.
We're talking with Alan Francis, MD. His book is Twilight of American Sanity. A psychiatrist analyzes the age of Trump. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200 will do it. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It is Bill F. and Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Alan Francis, MD. He's the author of Twilight of American Sanity. A psychiatrist analyzes the age of Trump. Doctor, tell me this. It seems to me, I don't have the medical degrees that you have, but it seems to me that he is in constant need of approval. He's always concerned about the size of a crowd, that he has the biggest and the best and the tallest and the fastest of whatever he wants. What's behind that? Why does somebody need that constant nod of approval?
Well, think spoiled child. Trump is kind of a brat grown up. He's got all the characteristics of a narcissistic person. He's world-class in narcissism. So he's grandiose. He has to be the best. He has to be admired all the time. The people he hangs out with have to be the best. He has very little empathy for other people. He's exploitive. There's no doubt in the world that he's a baby, a spoiled baby, and that he only cares about himself and will discard other people without any sense of loyalty. But this doesn't mean he's mentally ill. I mean, lots of politicians are narcissistic. Lots of celebrities are. We've had many narcissistic presidents before. I think it's a mistake to try to pin psychological names on him. Psychological name-calling will not get Trump out of office. He will not be removed via the 25th Amendment as mentally unfit. The tools to fight Trump are political. The Congress coming in session today should be setting ground rules so he can't start a war with North Korea without congressional approval, that he can't press the button on nuclear warfare without having a committee of people involved with him. He proves that we've created an imperial presidency that has way too few safeguards, particularly when you have someone like him who really needs adult supervision.
I am a diagnosed ADHD-er, and I really feel like I have a lot of things in common with Donald Trump because he has no impulse control. He has no filter, a lot like someone with ADHD might have. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, ADHD is also being way overdiagnosed. Not to say, you know, you shouldn't believe your diagnosis, but it's being way overdiagnosed. There's a tendency lately to medicalize the problems of everyday life. So I would much prefer that we think of Donald Trump as a bad person, as an immature person, as an unsafe president, and that we build all sorts of safeguards around him. And Congress really has to step up to the plate to do this, and the Supreme Court will have to step up to the plate in doing this, and the free press is doing its job. I think calling him mentally ill is a slur to the mentally ill. It's also a way of underestimating his cunning. When it comes to taking care of Donald Trump, he's crazy like a fox. Some people think he's demented. He's not demented when it comes to his own self-interest. Some people think he's delusional, has conspiracy theories and stuff. Well, lots of people have conspiracy theories. He uses them. That's how he got to be president, with the birther stuff. He uses conspiracy theories in his own self-interest. So it's a mistake to underestimate the dangers of Trump by assuming it's mental illness, and it's an insult to the mentally ill to be lumped with him.
What's your prediction? Does he go the full 4 years in the term?
You know, I want him to, by the way. I think that, although in the short run, there's more danger with Trump than with Pence in terms of starting stupid wars, I think in the long run, Pence would be more dangerous for the country because he's a more plausible representative and exponent of Trump's same terrible policies. He'll get more bad things done than Trump will. So I hope Trump stays in office and discredits the policies and gives us a kind of shock treatment so that we get back to sanity as a country. I think the odds are, if I had to bet, I think the odds are he will be impeached. I think the combination of what he's already done and what he's likely to do, and also how stupid is it if the two people are most likely to be involved in impeaching him are McConnell in the Senate and Ryan in the House, and he's insulting both and belittling them publicly. It's a sign of how incompetent and stupid this guy is that he's biting the hand of people who eventually would be there to save his presidency. So I think it's a good chance he will be impeached, but I'm not for it.
We are out of time, but I just have to ask you if you're getting a lot of negative response to this book coming out. It just comes out today.
It's early days. I think that there will be a group of people who will think that I'm somehow or other desecrating their idol and will be very upset by the strong terms of the book. I think, though, that most people are much more sensible than the politicians. And the book recommends solutions to our current problems that are derived from what the majority of the American people want. The American people are smart. The American people, as a majority, want the right things. And I think that we've been polarized by a multi-billion-dollar, 40-year effort of propaganda to divide us in order to not do the things that need to be done. We should be a lot more afraid of billionaires and rapacious corporations than of the government. And that case needs to be made.
That's Alan Francis, M.D. His book is called Twilight of American Sanity, A Psychiatrist Analyzes the Age of Trump. Alan, thanks so much for being here. Great to talk to you.
A good interview. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break and talk to Steve Bertrand next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.